Hey, it's Anna Speidel from the KBIA Health and Wealth Desk in for Rebecca Smith, and it's time for Missouri Health Talks, a project where we listen in on Missourians' conversations about access to healthcare. This week, we hear from Jamie Bassnett. She's the ALS Research Program Manager at NextGen Precision Health, and she spoke about the challenges that rural ALS patients can face, the importance of medical transportation access in Missouri, and how NextGen is working to help. Here's Jamie.
ALS has a little bit of an interesting history. If you look at the Greek and how it's broke down, amyotrophic, it's A for no, and then myo meaning muscle, and then trophic, nourishment, so no muscle nourishment. And so that's where we really see the functionality, and that is the biggest hurdle for the rural community is they start to lose their ability. It's like if we had our vehicle and someone started stealing the tires off of it and the starter, they start to lose their ability to get to and from places. And a lot of these rural communities are really tucked back into the woods, gravel roads, you know, switchback type atmosphere. Some have lack of family support, lack of resources, not a lot of community support. So there isn't easy access to Meals on Wheels or medical transport. If they're in a wooded area, they can't even get HeliVac type services. They'd still have to get transported to somewhere where, you know, the emergency medical could land. Because unfortunately, part of ALS is the loss of ability to breathe. You know, there's arrest of aspiration. They lose the ability to swallow because that is all muscle, controlled by muscle. And as the wiring in our system starts to break down, we lose the ability to signal on that muscle to be able to make that swallow, to be able to breathe. And so they start to become a little bit critical as the disease advances. And so trying to, again, network them back in for that support. So the hardest part that I am noticing is that quick diagnoses. A lot of times they know something's wrong, the engine light's gone on, but they don't know why, and sometimes the engine light will flicker. And so it can be a pretty long process to figure out with the mechanic what is going on with the body. Why is, you know, one part of this area working, another not? And it's very atypical in regards to how each individual presents. And so a lot of times it's that initial trying to figure out what's wrong, because it seems like once we can, then we can start lining up all the resources. But it's that chunk of time that we lack to get from something's wrong, the engine light's off, we're starting to lose functionality as they go through the process. And again, also the insurance. What will the insurance cover? Will they cover the examinations? Will they cover the testing? And so finally, when they are able to come see a neurologist or here at the university, then I feel sort of bad because we sort of steamroll them. Now we're up against the clock and we want to get everything set up. And then it does become the challenge, and that is the one thing NextGen really wants to focus on, how can we make it easier? Because now they are a little bit more advanced in that disease process, so they get worn out. Plus, you've got that travel time, that first visit a lot of times is like multi-hours, so they're sitting there for hours on end. You know, and it's if we think about like a road trip, when you sit in a vehicle for so long, you get stiff, you get kind of achy, you're stressed, it's emotional, you know, they're getting oftentimes if it's a new diagnosis, they're getting hit with a, you know, landmine type thing. And they're suddenly looking at the world as getting ready to be flipped upside down and changed. And so that's a lot. That's a lot to process. And that is one of our goals is how can we can't take away, you know, the life change, but how can we at least help them feel supported now that they've suddenly got knocked off course and they're going to be looking at a different direction? So how can we bring that comfort of care back to them and still make them feel empowered?
That was NextGen Precision Health ALS Research Program Manager Jamie Bassnett speaking about how NextGen is working to help ALS patients across Missouri access care. That's it for this week's Missouri Health Talks, which was reported and produced by me. Tune in next week for more conversations throughout the state about health and access. I'm Anna Speidel. Thanks for listening.